What's happening? How's your week going? Awesome. Getting really, really close to the happiest time of the year. Yeah, if supply chain holds up, that's okay. That's okay. It will. It will. How do I know that? Because there's too many people waiting for stuff and too many people who are buying stuff and too many people who want to get paid for the stuff that's being bought. And so therefore, supply chain will work. It's just the way it is. The world. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. Today, the rule that I learned to live by a long time ago when things were whispering inside my head and I was wondering what the heck was going on. I call it the 180 rule. Basically, the turn it around rule, make a U-turn rule kind of thing. And we'll chat about that today and how you can use it if you're wondering what you should be doing with your life and stuff like that. It's anything else, really. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. I said that already. Positive boost you need every single day because that's what it is. We want to be positive, want to boost. You want to, you know, and be practical as well. When I think about that, and sometimes, can I be honest with you? Oh, hi, by the way, it's me, Scott. Good to have you here today. I often think the positive boost, but people give me grief about that because I'm actually at my core just a really real guy. I just see the world for what it is, the good, the bad, the evil, everything. I see it. And I just go there. And sometimes when I go there, there are some people who show up at the table at the podcast and like, well, the positive boost, you didn't just make me feel positive and upbeat and let's go, go, go. And I say, yeah, well, I sold the herd of unicorns and the Rainbow Highway, they built an overpass and it's not near my house anymore. So I have to be practical about that stuff. So I apologize if I'm not just purely positive, but I think you can hear down in my voice that I'm optimistic. I'm an optimist. And I believe in being positive. I believe that anything is possible when you think that way. But I also believe that you have to look at it for exactly what it is. Like Indiana Jones in that movie a long, long time ago when he's out there swashbuckling with the guy with the sword and everything and Indiana just pulls out his gun. It's like, okay, that's practical. It's just practical. It's like, okay, I can't use the sword. I got to use what I got, okay? That's practical. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So today, it's a rule day. Are you a rules person? I never thought I was, but I am. I'm very much a rules person. I very much take you for what you say. I just do. It's like you tell me, Scott, I'm going to do this. I'm like, okay. I don't question it. It's just, and if I come back and say, well, why didn't you do it? I still don't question it. It's just whatever you tell me, I go with. So I became a rule guy as life went on because I realized essentially, I know we all like to break the rules. Listen, I'm a freeform kind of guy as well. I'm a creative guy. I like to break the rules, bend the rules, anything I possibly can. But at the end of the day, certain rules that just work really, really well. Really, really well. I mean, the lifeguard says, hey, the rule is a hurricane's coming. Don't go out in the ocean. That's probably a good rule not to do. Okay? So some rules are good. But the universe sometimes whispers in my ear and maybe in your ear as well. And sometimes it's trying to nudge you and move you in a specific direction. And I know what the rule says. Caveat here, before I go on, I need to admit that I am certainly not an expert on the universe and all things universal or how even the universe works in my life. Hell, I don't even know. It's way above my pay grade. I just know there's a universe. There's God. God made the universe. That's how I feel about it. If you disagree, that's cool. If you agree, that's cool too. It's all cool. The magic of gravity freaks me out a little bit. It's like, really? It blows my mind. Wait a second. Freaked Adam out, too, when the apple came down. And the only secret I know is that you are the only one in charge of getting what you want in life. That's all I know. So some people will be the universal people, and I am. I understudy that all the time. But for the most part, I just kind of know my place in life, and that's like, okay, the apple fell. That was kind of it. But what if the universe is speaking to you? That's because that's what you heard. That's the voice in your head, right? It's calling you, compelling you to get off your sofa and go do something. Do what you say you want to do. But you still won't do it. It's always been the biggest frustration to me when I talk to people. Well, you said you want to do it. Why didn't you do it? I don't know. Well, you're the boss of you. Are you going to defy your boss? The boss should fire you. You're right. I'm the boss of me. I said, this is what you should do, and I'm going to go do it. I'm the boss of me. I'm going to go do it. And then I didn't do it. You should get fired. Most people want a raise for that. Many years ago, I was in the habit of listening to those voices whispering inside my head. I still am. I do. I pay dramatic attention to the stuff inside my head. Firstly, because I got to figure out if it's just the stuff inside my head or something real. But I was paying real attention to it, and I was kind of following whatever it told me to do. I was in that place in my life where it's like, well, the universe said do this. I'm going to go do that. And eventually, I had a lot of false starts. It was silly. What it turned out to be, it wasn't the universe. It's somebody had another agenda. That's all that was. Somebody got inside my head. The universe is speaking to me. And I realized that messages that were coming from that place, that inner voice, if you will, were not necessarily black and white and weren't even really in context. A lot of gray area. And it wasn't bad gray area. It's just that it wasn't supposed to be just a black and white answer. There didn't seem to be any particular order to it sometimes. And almost always, it was way out of context in my life. In other words, blindly following those feelings really kind of ended up not getting me where I wanted. And it took me away from what I really was dreaming of and made me kind of dig into more what was going on in my life. So one night about 3 o'clock in the morning, I remember it clearly. I have a lot of those at 3 o'clock in the morning. A thought popped into my head. Maybe I'm not supposed to do what I'm hearing. Maybe I'm stuck in my thinking. And this voice is giving me more of what I'm thinking about, which is what I'm focusing on. And that's why I'm hearing about it. To carry that on a little bit, I just said, well, maybe I have to switch it around about 180 degrees. And say, well, the universe is giving me more of what I want. What's the other side of that? And it changed everything. You get what you focus on. Basic rule of life, right? So it just made sense to me that whatever I focused on, it would linger in my brain until I questioned it from a different angle. Makes sense. Whether I wanted it or not, it was going to be there kind of festering inside my head. And that's when I started flipping that script and used that 180 rule. Now, these days, when a thought pops in my head and it convinces me of the direction I'm supposed to go, I take a big old pause before I let my big enthusiasm go into play. I pause. I do. I just wait. I mean, slow to make a decision, slow to make sense on things. And when I make that decision, fast to do it. But I pause. What if it really means I'm supposed to move away instead of toward it? What if that's what it means? And at bare minimum, at least I take the moment to kind of shift modes a little bit. It's a new way of thinking. Everything changed when I got that way. It didn't get easier, and sometimes it took a long time to get on that right path. Still the questioning, the context of the universal wisdom, as they would call it, and how it applied to my current life and the experience that I'm currently having allowed me to kind of avoid those dead ends and those frustrations. Another thing happened too. It was kind of cool. My life became more balanced and calm because I was in trust and verify mode. Instead of chasing dreams of what might be a reality, I focused on adjusting my reality to be more like the vision I had in my heart. That was it. So when the universe speaks to you, it doesn't always include context and directions, does it? It take a minute, decide if you're supposed to move toward or away. That moment, that millisecond, that click will give you the clarity that you need. I'll see you tomorrow.